Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is you're listening to me from around the globe. This is your host on the podcast Challenges Today. I remain Dr. Rebel. This is the last week and even the last day of the month of February, and what better time to put out the last episode on a love series, What Love Is Not. What Love Is Not. Last week, I told us about what love truly is, and this week we would be looking about what love is not. So that's what we would be discussing this morning, what love is not. Alright, number one, love is not usury. Now, there's a book out in circulation. It has been for a while now. That book is called, I think, The Laws of Power. Now listen, if you're somebody who is a student of that book, don't apply those principles to relationships, because they'll make you end up lonely, alone, depressed, suicidal, because love is not usury. You do not use people. You never use people to get things. It shows your sense of values with things. Rather, you should use things to attach value to people. You should show you value people by gifts you present to them, the things you are willing to let go for them, the things you're ready to sacrifice for them. Not using people to get things. Listen, true love would not find ways of exploitation using statements or gestures or gifts. When these things are offered, it should all be to show value for people. So love is not usury. You do not use people. So when you see somebody who, I love you, and all he's ever doing is using that as leverage. Oh, you know I love you. Please help me do this. Oh, you know I love you. Could you do this for me? Oh, you know I love you. Can I make use of your this? It's always to collect. And they start by telling you, oh, remember, I love you. That is being used. When you love a person, you do not use them. So love is not usury. Believe me. Number two, listen, this is gonna cause some hiccup. Now, love is not reciprocity, nor is it needing of one. Listen, when you love only because they love you back, that is business. It's give and take. Love is giving without expecting anything in return. You know, that's why Jesus is my role model in this. This guy literally died knowing fully well, if you read Romans 8 verse 5 or 5 verse 8, he says, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Meaning, he knew quite well that this world does not love him, might not love him, might not receive him. John chapter 1, he came into his own, received him not. And yet he still died for people who do not receive him or who did not receive him. So, if you are going into love with the aim of reciprocity, oh, I love them, they must love me back. I know we say, oh, one-sided love is hurt, and one-sided love hurts. One-sided love is emotionally draining, emotionally damaging. True. But that will be tie down to your reason for loving them in the first place. Oh, I love him because he loves me. Alright. That's business. Number three, love is not infatuation. If your love is mostly sexual, it's not love. If your love only drives you to sex, or your love firstly drives you to sex, that's not love. Love makes you want to know somebody beyond their physical characteristics. Oh, they're this, they look that. Oh, they're curvy, they're tall, they're dark, they're muscular, they're this. Now, if your love is only channeling you towards touching them, you want to explore the bodies, that is not love, that's infatuation. That is infatuation. You don't even want to get to know them beyond their body. You're like, yes, I want to know them beyond their body. Please, bro, sis, check your heart, please. Stop lying to yourself. What do you really want? And that's how when you get it, suddenly you start detaching. start the touching. Number four, love is not always pleasurable. Now, sometimes love is pain. And a claim love that only exists for pleasure is lost and is deception. Yes, sometimes love is pain. Sometimes you go through some pains. It's just a proof that you love them. You are able to take difficult steps. Sometimes it will hurt you when you're taking those steps for the people you love. Love is not always pleasurable. You can look at Jesus too. Love sometimes is pain, is sacrifice. Now, number five, love is not an insurance from hurt. That you're in love with someone does not mean you are insured from hurt. That's not true. That's a fat lie. In fact, sometimes that's why you would be hurt. Love is giving someone the power to hurt you while hoping they wouldn't use it. Yeah, sounds so ironical, but it's true. Number six, love is not an investment. But in love, we make investments while knowing fully well there could be no return on our investment. Knowing fully well there's a probability for humongous loss. Still, you make those investments. But love is not an investment. An investment is, I put in this, I should get this out. Love is, I put in this. If I get this out, I'm grateful. If I do not get this out, I know we live in a world today that is so, withdraw your love, blah, blah, blah. You do not understand. You know why I'm saying all these points. Because you have to assess all the relationships in your life. Which of them is which point connected to? Don't get it twisted. Number seven, the perfect number. Last but not the least, love has no options. There are no such thing as options in love and with love. Now, when you got other options aside them, like a backup plan in case of hurt, then that is not love. That plan makes you impatient and not invest yourself fully in making the relationship work. Oh, if this doesn't work, I'll move out. That's why the rate of divorce in our world today is so high. Oh, I'm over, there's this lady in my place of work. That is, oh, there's this lady I met while undertaking a master's course. Oh, this is air hostess I met. No. Listen. When you've got options, you do not know what love is. When you have options, you're far from love. And you will not be able to experience the full package, because love is sweet when it's mixed. Yeah, it's the pleasure. There's the pain, there's the hard time, there's the good time, there's the not so good time, there's the ugly time, but all those things put together makes it a more interesting. It's the complete package. Now, this love I speak of covers all levels of relationships, from friends to lovers to family, and sometimes your relationship with those around you, even your co-workers. Everyone deserves to be loved in one form or the other. Everyone deserves to be loved in one form or the other. So I want you to check out your relationships. Every relationship around you, where does any of these points apply? And then apply them. Are you going to be hurt? Bro, if you do not want to be hurt, just find a mountain in one of these rocky areas and then build a house there. I do not see people. Or go to Everest and find a spot and stay there. If you're going to interact with people, you're going to get hurt. Make up your mind. Just make up your mind already. It happens. Am I licensing you to be hurt? No. As much as in your power, live in peace with all men. Do you understand? Consider people. I told you what love is. Go back and listen to it. Be that person that shows the genuine love. What if I do not get the return we've seen today? Love is not an investment. You might not get it in return. But you're still going to give it. So we've come to the end of our love series. I hope this was helpful. I hope it was inspirational for you. Tune in again next week. In the month of March, I have a very beautiful series upcoming. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. As you show real love this time around.